Cassidy, did the zebra avoid you again? Well, don't worry. Take your panties off and log on to GrassTube, the place where grass-eating lions come together and bitch about zebras. GrassTube has a wide range of topics you can listen to, such as zebras are... Don't eat them. Don't hunt them. Just eat grass. The zebra was mean to me, so go your own way. Don't ever chase, eat, or go after the zebra. If you do, you'll lose your territory. How do I approach a zebra? What do I say to a zebra? Are you fucking shitting me, Steve, with this bullshit ad? The game is different now, and zebras have changed. The zebra will use you, and how to manipulate and use indirect game on zebras. GrassTube, for the grass-eating lion who wants to bitch about zebras and eat grass.
This is Robert Frank, and you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve the Dean Williams.
I'm Tyrone.
Check.
And you're listening to TheManMindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, Steve, put your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to manmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas.
Question. If you're the only one of your kind, based on your fingerprint, why not learn your own language that's embedded in your name? Steve is not here to teach you tricks, lies, or gimmicks to blind you. He's trying to open your eyes so you can evolve as a man. This isn't chicken soup. Everyone can't win. But the good news is you can. This show isn't about coming together. Fuck no. This is about being selfish, conceited, and making everything about you. Sure, you can lie to yourself and follow YouTube cults that hook you with catchwords. But the one thing you can't do is cheat the game, especially when the game isn't about women. But if you want to unlock the real you, get your notebook out, ask questions, call in, and evolve.
All right. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing, man? Doing a special show for y'all tonight. How y'all doing? I'm the Dean. Class is in session. A little bit. It's being brought to you by The Man Mindset. Just to let y'all guys know, just a few quick announcements before we get into the show. For all my poetry aficionados, there's a brand new track. I think it's called King of Your Pussy. I forgot. I remember we had a guy call in, I think it was last week or the week before last. He asked because he was using our music to have sex with a woman. And he asked for me to do a special track for him. So I think we did it called King of Your Pussy. It's on there. Ladies, y'all been listening to it already. I know the ladies been listening to it already. But, yeah, so that's already out for the poetry thing. Just also let y'all go. Next Wednesday, we're going to hit the Easter game. Also, rolling in April, we'll be throwing in Man Mindset U for the beginners. We'll also be dropping the T-shirts and stuff. Y'all have already saw. Oh, wait, let me get my first one. Hold on. To give y'all an idea of how crazy the shirt's going to be, this is one of them right here. Classified. Oh, wait. Shit. Let me see. We'll get to the best part. Classified ad. Yeah, with a side chick. All right, so that, I mean, we got tons of them. We're going to have a lot of gear coming out, man. We're going to have our own original stuff, man. So we just want to say that. What's up? But anyway, shout out to all the ladies out there first. Let me say hi to the ladies out there. Ladies, how y'all doing? Y'all know who you are. How you doing, ladies? What's good with y'all? Ladies, the poetry's on there for y'all. So y'all want to check it out, ladies. Y'all know where to go. Anyway, let me give a shout out to all my chat room dogs out there. All the guys out there. Just want to give y'all a shout out, guys. If y'all, if you have any questions, just put a Q in the chat, okay? Because it's a rare show. We're doing a Saturday show for you guys. So we just want to chop it up. And if y'all have any questions, y'all can call and stuff like that. So, but we'll get into it. The reason why I am doing this show is because I've got over 30 messages from guys, and I've been helping guys all weekend long with the same problem that we're going to be talking about today, and that's the hesitation. Indecisive moves, hesitation, all this stuff. Gentlemen, we are 3 months in the new year. We're 3 months in the new year, and most of you guys are still doing the same things that you were doing last year. And what we're going to talk about today is hesitation and why women find that unattractive. Excuse me, being indecisive. Why do they find that unattractive and all that other stuff? The lines are going to be open. Y'all can call in at 515-605-9373 is a number. And guys, keep me updated on the likes so I can make sure I say thanks to everybody that likes the show. Please keep me updated. I appreciate that, guys. Also, what I want to say to y'all guys also, tomorrow we have the anti-villain show. We'll be doing a second continuation of what we did last week. So, but yeah, I just want to say thank you very much for all you guys out there that are listening to the show. Guys, please get your notebooks out. The thing about this show is that we separate from everybody else. We are 100% authentic. Everything we spit is coming from us. We don't go other places and stuff like that and grab people's stuff. We just talk about what we talk about. Stay in our lane and do everything we can to give you guys an edge when it comes to not just women, but yourself in the game. So we definitely want to do that. Just a shout out. And again, for all you guys out there, yeah, please just put a Q or if you have any questions in text messaging. Questions. If you're texting a woman and you're having any problems right now, go ahead and do that. Okay. Let's see here. Now let's get into this. Let's talk about this for a second. I got to make sure I got the lines set up too. Lines are open right now. If y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. 515-605-9373 is the number. But let's go ahead and talk about things that's going on. We're almost at the end of the third month of this year, gentlemen. And for a lot of you guys out there, December 31st is when you guys said that you were going to make a change. And a lot of you guys have not made the change. I run into two different kind of guys, the guys that nitpick off of what I teach you on the show. And then all of a sudden it begins to work. And then they come to me, Steve, what do I do? You know, I message this girl, everything's working. What do I do now? Oh my God, Steve, I took a line that you said that you told some other guy. I used it with a woman. She became interested. Now what do I do? See, this is what I'm talking about, guys. We got to, as men, we got to start working on not hesitating. See, the hesitation that a lot of you guys go through with women is not about the women. Women are perks, and I really don't want to talk too much about women when it comes to hesitation, because the hesitation has got to start with the kind of man you want to be at the end of the day. That's the question that you've got to ask yourself. What kind of man do I want to be at the end of the day? And if you are not what you want to be right now, then you're the problem, because you're really not putting anything into trying to be what you need to be. See, a lot of people are under the impression that all of this is about women and stuff, okay? All right? But here's the thing. I try to explain this. Let me explain hesitate to you. Okay, let me explain this to y'all guys to understand this. in this game, okay, in this game, you either are or you're not. There's no middle ground. I know some people try to make you feel good by giving you middle ground, but the problem is either you're on it or you're not. And Tyler, what I'm saying is, here's the problem. As a man, there should never be any hesitation. There should never be any hesitation. There should never be that, okay? All right, and we're going to, again, I got a question to answer, but let me keep going. Steve, the Man U course membership, yeah, Unc, we did say we're going to change the beginning of the year, third month now, about to be able a couple more days. Wait, what is this? Steve, the Man U, is it a course? Oh, okay, Man Mindset U. Okay, Man Mindset U, I'll explain it to you real quick, John. Man Mindset U is for beginners. And anybody that really is serious about working on their square. Now, what we're doing is right now, I think we have 9 to 10 hours right now. And what we're doing right now for Man Mindset U, we're going to finish up the whole course. And this is what we're going to do. See, here, let me explain what it's about. It is about you learning you. See, most guys out there have no sense of self. They think everything's about the woman. They put everything into the woman, but they never stand on anything because they've never been taught to stand on anything. They listen to people that tell them, if people don't understand about standing on your square and standing on what you believe in and standing on yourself. So if you're a beginner, this is where you got to go to understand how to begin the process of being a man. See, what a lot of guys want to do is they want to go straight to trigonometry. But what we're going to do with Man Mindset U for beginners is that we're going to force you to learn the right and proper way. See, a lot of guys don't want you to learn the proper way. First thing we got to get you to do is learn how to count from 1 to 10. And then once you can do that, we'll open up the second module for you. But we've got to get you to focus on what's important. See, a lot of guys are always looking to Steve, how can I spit flavor in a woman's ear? Steve, how can I be a gigolo? Steve, how can I be all these end results? How can I learn trigonometry in a day, basically, and see what we want to force you? And I can only speak for us. We want to make sure that you learn the right way instead of jumping into something you don't understand, and that's going to confuse you more. So Man Mindset U is going to be for beginners. It's going to be just set up like Flirt the Fuck and all that other stuff. You can get one class, two class, or three packages like that and learn. And then once you get to that phase right there, later on in the classes, we'll give you another link or password to begin the second module. We're going to do it like that. Now, with sex, spitting yak, gigolo game, kissing, messing around, all that sex stuff, that's going to be in the $99 membership, monthly membership. I'm no longer going to be talking about sex here. I'll graze on it. But I'm going to teach you everything. I'm going to teach you about the third pussy. I'm going to teach you about the different kinds of – I'm going to teach you the differences between the freaky, the dirty, the nasty, sexual, sensual. We're going to teach all that stuff. So we're going to be doing that. So you'll be guaranteed an hour a month. But what is going to happen is throughout the month, I'm going to be doing some hit-and-run stuff, like 15-minute shows, little boot camps here and there to give you all some things. So this is strictly on the sex part of you, the part of you – see, the thing as a man that I try to tell all you guys and treat y'all, to give y'all an understanding is that it's parts of a man. You've got to know yourself. There goes the Man Mindset U. You've got to understand sex. You've got to see, a lot of people out there right now can't break the game down the way we're doing it. But the way we're doing it is we're breaking everything down into separate entities so we don't mix and match things. So you guys can have more clarity and understanding. If you want to learn how to spit, put flavor in her ear, you want to learn how I do it so fast, the poetry, we're going to have the blueprint. We're going to work on a blueprint for you guys as individuals. The $99 thing, you'll have 15 minutes free coaching. We're going to talk to you to begin your process of how you got to learn and where you got to go. So there's a lot of stuff that we're going to do for those things, but we want to make sure that you have to understand, man, I am not just a man. I'm a whore. I'm a slut. I know how to spit flavor. I know how to cook. I know how to set up my apartment. I know how to do a lot of these things, and these are the things that we're going to also do. And also what we'll do in those within the $99 membership, we're going to do a within the coaching, we're going to let you pick a room. And we're going to let me look over that room, and we're going to try to set your room up to be more sexual to the woman when she comes in. So there's a lot of things that we're going to do, okay? So we just want to make sure we do that. Oak, the $77 membership is still going to be there, because a $77 membership is a different membership. This is not sex. I don't talk about sex in that membership. I'm just teaching game in that membership. The $99 membership is going to strictly be about spitting yak, being nasty, dirty, freaky, flirty, and putting flavor in her ear, learning how to be more sexual, learning how to be that beast. And I'm trying to get you towards being more of a gigolo, not necessarily trying to get you there, but that's what's going to happen with the $99. The $77 one is just game. It's just me teaching you game. This is totally different because this is just about sex. This is strictly about sex, flirting, moving her to where you need to go, how to spit flavor, how to do everything I'm doing, everything you see I'm doing right now. We're going to teach you, and it's going to be a long journey, a long process, because it's not going to take you overnight to be a surgeon. So I just want to let y'all know what's going on with that. Let's get to the text message right here. Text message there. If those things are reasonable, then it most likely be done after I said I'm going to have to do it. Wait a second. Wait. If those things are reasonable, then they're mostly likely get done. And you said, after I said, I'm going to have you do a lot of naughty things. Wait, but big R.A., I don't understand this. Okay, I appreciate the text message. I'm here to help you out, but I need more information. I don't understand. What did she do to make you make that statement, okay? But what's good for you, big R.A., make sure you listen to Wednesday's show, because I'm going to show you we're going to do the Easter game. Like I say, there's nobody on YouTube. There's no dating coach on YouTube teaching you the Easter game than us. We're the only ones in town teaching y'all how to use Easter for sex. So make sure y'all tune in on that Wednesday. Now, she's saying if those things are reasonable, then it most likely get done. After you said I have, okay, but see, this is the CRA, this is the problem with a lot of y'all guys, and this is part of the hesitation and being the indecisive. See, y'all guys take and pick it, y'all guys grab stuff from the show, which you can do, okay? Not knocking you on that. But here's the problem. You can't back it up. You can't sit here and talk a good game and not be able to back it up. And what I mean by back it up is, where is the sexual side of you? What are you going to do when she comes over? Where are you painting the picture at? Why should she do this? These are things you got to be thinking about, man. A lot of y'all guys just say a lot of stuff. Then when she says something back, you don't know how to reply. This is important, man. So big R.A., I need more information to answer this, because I don't know, what did she do for you to say she has to make it up to you? Give me more information, and I'll be happy to answer that text message, brother. I just need more information. I don't understand what that is, okay? Are the clips downloadable? King Leak, no. What we'll do is, see, the man mindset, the sex membership, well, you can't call it a sex membership, but the sex membership, once you join, you'll have access to it on YouTube, okay? You have all access to it. I don't know if once you're out, you're out. I don't know how it works, but you have access to it for the month, okay? So it's not going to be downloadable, because one thing we like to do is we like to keep all the information private so people don't get access to it. Not to say we can't stop from people doing that, but I'm just saying that the information that you're getting is going to be accessed. So once you get it, you have a whole month to study it, and then we'll add more stuff. But in between that time, I'm going to be hitting some more stuff. But, yes, the clips are from the Man Mindset U courses. They're going to be straight download. You're going to get a WeTransfer, and you'll download those straight to your drive. Okay, brother? Let's keep going. Let me see. Answer these questions, man. Let's keep here. No, not yet. It's not that. It's April, because remember, it charges every month. So we're going to open it up April 1st. April 1st is going to open up, okay? I don't have it up right now because I don't want y'all buying it right now and get double charged. So we'll kick it off April 1st, my brother. We'll kick it off April 1st, okay? The next thing is, what is the first sentence I should say to a girl? JJ, this is what I – okay, JJ, listen to me. This is the problem that a lot of you guys are going to have. I can give you the first sentence, but your problem is you're going to fail with the second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth sentence because you're making it all about the woman, okay? All right? That's what I'm saying, okay? You're making it all about the woman. And this is the problem that a lot of y'all guys don't understand. You've got to learn. If you're here, this is why I tell you to get the puzzle pieces, okay? This is why I tell you to go to the grocery store, go to the dollar store, whatever, get your puzzle pieces. Nobody's telling you to do this but me. And the reason why I tell you to get your puzzle pieces is because at the end of the day, you've got to learn how to be able to communicate with yourself. This is not about the woman. This is not about you saying something to the woman. This is about you as a man, okay? Talking to yourself and knowing what you need to say and standing on what you have to say. And see, here's your problem. You're looking for a first sentence to say to a girl. You've already lost because you've already made it about the woman versus making it about you, young man, okay? Next one, question right here. How can you holler at a female in front of her kid and be as successful? Greg, listen, here's the problem, man. Listen, it's I don't care if she's got a bag of groceries or a child beside her. It's the same thing with the approach boot camp. You go in there clear, concise, transparent, and you're considerate. You see that she has a kid, so use the kid as a catalyst and saying, letting her know that, you know what, I see that you're with your son. I see you with your daughter, so I don't want to take too much of your time. How you doing? My name is Greg. The reason why I came over here, let her know. And let her know that, look, you know, and I also want to get to know you in a more intimate way. Here's my number. Give me a call and keep it moving. A lot of you guys, see, this is the biggest problem with y'all guys. Y'all are too busy worried about the woman and what she's got going on versus what you need to worry about, what you need to have going on for yourself. I don't care if she's around a group of women or she's around a child. Now, if she's around a guy, you got to be more hesitant because you don't know the situation with that. Or she's around other guys. And I showed you how to do that, like at the club or something like that. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay, this is what, and Jay, go crazy. Put a Q if you have a question. Read down. You got to pay attention. If you got a question, put a Q in there, all right? Well, y'all don't understand. We're almost at a point where these women are going to be scantily clad, walking around with short shorts, cut off, where their stomach is hanging out, and they're going to be having push-up bras. We're almost at a time where we're going to have pool parties, picnic parties, and gathering. The spring and summer is right around the corner, man, and we got to get y'all together because I'm telling y'all, this is the time to prepare yourself right now for the summer. I've always told you that. Prepare yourself now for the spring and the summer, gentlemen. This is what'd you say? I meant to say receptive, but I don't understand. What do you mean? What do you mean? This is what I'm saying to y'all, man. Listen, this is what I'm saying. Stop making it about the woman in the situation, gentlemen. Make it more about you. All right, she tried to rile me up in a text after I didn't respond for a few days. See, this is what I don't understand with y'all guys. It's very important y'all stop listening to these content creators that are telling you don't talk to. It doesn't make sense to me. Or, Ayn, you can answer this because I'm just talking to you because you have the situation. Are you trying to build a roster? What are you trying to do? Because if you're trying to build a roster, then you need to communicate. This is what I understand about you guys. This is not porn. All right. I don't understand when a woman sends you a message why you can't reply back to her. Why can't you reply back to her and set something up? What is wrong with you guys? What are you scared of, man? You smashed only once, and I told her I want to text her back and forth. But this is what I understand this. Okay, now I'm not going to say this. Okay, I'm not trying to be mean to you, R.A. This is going to come off mean. Most of y'all guys act like a bunch of women. This is some feminine-ass shit, brother. The reason why you couldn't text her is because you didn't know what to say to her. You see, to be a gigolo or to have women want you the way you want to, you become a drug. And they're going to, you see, this is why it's important to understand something. If you really want to be in this game, gentlemen, then you're going to have to understand and you're going to have to accept the fact that women want to talk to you all the time. You're going to have to accept the fact that they're going to want to see you all the time. You're going to accept the fact that they're going to want your time and your attention. If you can't get that, get the fuck out the game. This is not, see, this is shows your lack of experience. How is it y'all guys get these women, because I know you don't know what to do with the woman. How do you guys get these women and don't process and get them on your roster? The only way you can put her on your roster, man, is by communicating with that woman and letting her know expectations. You're talking about you don't want to text her back and forth, but this is why you lose. Because if you messing with quality, I'm not saying you got to talk to her 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, but y'all fucking up. 505, I think you're just listening, right? Let me open you up. You're just listening, right, 505?
Correct.
Okay, I'll throw you back in. When I'm saying to y'all guys right now, y'all got to wake up, man. Listen, you guys are grown-ass men. You're not in high school anymore. Why do y'all insist on playing these little fucking kiddie games with these mature women that just want to talk? See what y'all gonna learn in the sex thing. I'm telling y'all, whoever tells you don't talk, they don't. If you don't want to talk to women, get the fuck off this station. If you don't want to talk to women, this ain't for you. Because I want to set you up in a good spot, but you can't set yourself up when you playing high school games, man. Game don't work that way. Jay, how do you make it about you when you're with a woman? I don't give a fuck if I'm with Bigfoot. The fuck are you talking about? I don't care if I'm with a smurf, an elf, a unicorn, or a woman. It's always going to be about me. What do you mean? How can you make it about you when you're with a woman? What does a woman got to do with you? Come on, man. Y'all got to grow up. Come on. But you're supposed to be a grown goddamn man. This is what I'm talking about, this indecisive and motherfucking hesitation. This is what I'm talking about right here. Why are you a grown man playing games with women? And then, what's so crazy, you are the first guys to get mad when women play games with you. Listen, man, look. I want you guys to grow up and be men. Be a boss. A boss doesn't play games. A man doesn't play games. I don't have time to play games. Only game I play is my video game. That's all I play. I don't have time to play games. You are 3 months into the year and you're still playing games like you're in high school? How do y'all expect a woman to respect y'all as men if y'all sitting around playing games, man? The smooth talk is the most effective in the game because he knows how to describe what he wants and he moves on women to fit what he wants without making them basically say, no, player, no, 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 no. Fees, listen to me. The smooth talker is a part of the man. The man is not the smooth talker. That's just a part of you. That's a layer, a chapter. But I can't get to it. We're gonna get deeper into that with the as we go with the sex membership. We're gonna be breaking all those down, but y'all don't understand layers, and you don't understand. I would say you're kind of right, but you're wrong as far as it's not about the smooth talker. It's about when she peels back the layer or the curtain from the smooth talker, that there are more layers and more curtains to you that are going to drive her to want to get to know you more intimately and more sexually. You don't just stand on being smooth because you got to change it up. See, if you're just thinking smooth, that's like the man that's thinking hip-hop, right? That's thinking, all right, every woman is hip-hop, right? But what if she's house? What if she's techno? What if she's blues? What if she's jazz? What if she's pop? What if she's country? What if she's rock? What if she's goth? What if she's, I don't know, theater, opera? What are you going to do then? You're going to be thrown off your square because you don't know you well enough to adjust to your opponent to see you in a different light, brother. So smooth is okay, but it's not everything, because some women don't want smooth men. Some women want sexual. Some women want romantic. Some women want seductive and sensual and kinky and dirty and freaky and naughty and nasty. They want different men. So every woman is not the same. So you must be able to adjust faster when you know what your opponent is, okay? Let's see here. Let's keep going. All right, let's keep chopping it up. All right, so what I want to say, yo, guys, let me check the phone lines. Lines are open. Y'all want to call in? 515-605-9373. Gentlemen, I always say to you guys, as men, so many of y'all are still stuck in the past. So many of you guys are still making excuses. Some of you guys are still hesitating. Some of you guys are still trying to cheat the game by just going on YouTube and listening to a bunch of motherfuckers talk about shit they don't know what to talk about. As a man, you've got to see in the future, not be in the future, but you've got to look 10 moves ahead of every woman, because there are 5 moves ahead of you right now. Say that again. Right now, every woman is 5 moves ahead of you right now. That's why women know the game better than most men. You got to have a vision to have 10 moves. You got to have 5 more than what she has. And the way that you do this is you got to be able to see what it is you want to be in your future. But your future is not next year. Your future is not next month. Your future is not next week. The vision you should have is for the new you tomorrow, when you evolve as a motherfucking man. But y'all don't do that shit. You don't evolve every day. These women are moving at a fucking, I won't say snail's pace, but they're moving. They know that they have a small window. They know from 19, they're legal, 18 legal, 18 to like 29, they know they got, they know they can have all the fun they want. But they're practicing and they're getting their stuff together, gentlemen. They're getting their lives together. What are you guys doing? What are you guys doing, man? What are y'all doing? But this is what I'm saying. You are just... Brother, you adjust your game by first getting some coaching so we can see where you're at. You can't adjust anything if you don't know where you're at. You don't know you, and you don't know where you're at. So how can you adjust something you know nothing about? That's like you walking around in the dark. You can't adjust when you don't know yourself. Let me get to the next one. Keep going. See, what you say is think like a chess player. Think like a chess player. Think like a man. You don't need to think like a chess player. You need to think like a man. A man that knows his value. A man that knows his worth. You don't know your value and your worth because most of you guys are scared of motherfucking women. You don't know your value and worth because all most of you guys is sit around and beat around the bush. You don't know your value and worth because most of you guys walk on eggshells. You don't know your value and worth because most of you guys are always complaining or you're always worried about rejection from the woman. So you've got to learn your truth. And your truth is you don't know anything. You don't know anything about yourself enough to realize this shit is not about women. It will never be about women. It will never, ever be about women. They hold no place in a man's world until he deems them worthy to get their foot in the goddamn door. But if you are worried, you worship, you're scared, all you want to do is have sex with women. Now, let me adjust that because I don't want to throw you off. It's okay. Thank you, 63 likes. Thank you, 63 of my chat room dogs. Thank you. Listen to me, gentlemen. Okay to want to have sex. I will never shame you for that. But I'm telling you right now, if all you want to have is sex, your opponent has already won the game because she knows how to utilize your thirst for sex to get what she wants from you without giving you any sex at all. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to understand. I'm not saying it's a bad thing not to want sex. That's cool. I'm fine. I'm glad you want to have sex. But there's got to be more to you as a man to force that woman to position herself to get with you. Because if all you are is a one-trick pony that is thirsty, needy, and desperate, there is no experience behind you. And these women are going to run over you. And that's what I'm trying. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Checking the phone lines. 505, what's your question, brother? You hit the button. What's up, brother?
I'm just listening.
Okay, you just pressed one. All right. I thought you had a question. All right. So, what I'm saying, guys, y'all have to listen. You guys out here have to understand, okay, that you have to learn your king. You have to learn the greatest person that you hold, and you got to hold him dear to yourself. It's your last name. It's your fingerprint. It's your king. And your king has got to be your fucking decision maker. Every decision that is made by your king are non-negotiable, ironclad movements in which the man or your warrior or you as a smooth-ass lover have to do. You must move. You are getting orders from upstairs. You're upstairs. That's telling you what you got to do. And you're not even listening to it. Because most of you guys are hesitating way too much. You're too old to hesitate in front of a girl. I understand if you're in elementary school. I'll give you a small pass. But you are grown men. Women do not love men that are indecisive and that they hesitate because they're not sure. But why are they not sure? Because they don't believe in themselves. They don't believe in what they're doing. They don't believe in what they're saying. So they'd rather not do it at all and stand on the sideline. And we don't do that as men. We don't live that way, man. As men, we don't live that way. And that's what I'm trying to talk to y'all about. How do you want to live as a man? How? So you say instead of watching those YouTube videos and mess more than real information? All right, Jay. I'm not going to answer the question. I'm going to ask you the question. You guys have got to use your common sense and stop being so goddamn gullible. The game is not about women. So if the game is not about women, should you be listening to someone complaining about women all the time? If the game is not about women, should you be listening to somebody that's complaining what a woman's done to him? Guys, y'all are too damn old to not figure this out, man. You're saying instead of watching these YouTube videos, which you know are fake, and you're watching them, then you're saying invest in more real information than that. Then, look, AJ, and I say this with love, brother. I don't know if this is for you because you should have. It doesn't make any sense, the statement that you're making right now. Because the statement you're making is, you're saying I'm listening to lies versus learning real information. I'm listening to people complain versus learning how to be me. Guys, I'm telling you this. Listen to me. It's very important to understand. If anybody is not pushing you to be yourself, if they're not pushing you to be selfish, to be conceited, to be cocky, to be arrogant enough to say, fuck everybody. Fuck my neighbors. Fuck my friends. Fuck these motherfuckers in the chat room. Steve, fuck you. I'm all about me. I don't care about women. I don't care what they do. I don't care what they think, because that's none of my business what they think. They are allowed to reject me. They're allowed to walk away from me. They are allowed not to give me the time of day, but I'm also allowed not to give a fuck. This is what this is for. But if you care and you worry about women and what they think, and you worry about the next man, you've already lost the goddamn game. If you worried about the next man, you've already lost. Thank you, Mr. Warren, man. Peace. Appreciate the $5 super chat. What I'm saying to you guys out there is when I talk to you men, I talk to you as an individual. I don't talk to you as a collective, because you're not a collective, because you're the only one of your kind, and nobody on YouTube is telling you that shit but me. Nobody's telling you that shit, because that's the truth. You are the only one of your kind. When are you going to act like it? When are you going to be, you're allowed to be arrogant. You're allowed to be cocky. That's the beautiful thing about being a man, is no hesitation. There's no hesitation. I'm just going to move on my thoughts, gentlemen. Let me check the phone lines real quick. 515-605-9373 is the number. It's a man mindset. Thank you, Mr. Taylor. Thank you. Appreciate you, Mr. Taylor. Thank you very much for the super chat. Guys, I got y'all back. Jay, listen. I don't want you to want for shit. That's the problem. Women want. I want women. I want to be skinny. I want to be beautiful. I don't want these wrinkles. I want to be married. I want a knight in shining armor. That's what women say, my brother. We don't want for shit. And let me tell you why. Reason why we don't want for shit is because we got everything we need right motherfucking here. So why do I need to want for anything, man? As soon as you want, oh, I want some pussy. I want to smash. I want to get that woman. You've already lost the game, because men don't want for anything, because you have everything you need, man. You have everything you need, brothers. Everything. Everything. But you just don't believe in yourself enough to believe that you have everything. I don't, man. Going to the top. You should want your kings, your gods. You are the only one of your kind. So why not go for the best of the fucking best? And I don't mean them being the best, because they're not best until you tell them they're best. I'm saying, why don't you go for the ones that you really want to get at? The only way you're going to measure yourself as a man is to go after the shit you feel that you can't get. And even if you can't get her, you'll win. If she says no to your fucking ass, you win. If she says I got a boyfriend, you win, man. You win. What I'm saying to you, men, we don't fucking lose because we ain't losers. I don't lose. Shit. Never lose. Well, I mean, video games, I lose. But that's something else. I'm saying in life, I don't lose because I bet on me. Because I bet on me, I don't lose. Because I don't even use that word in my vocabulary, and I got to conjure that shit up with you guys because that's all y'all think about is losing. You don't lose. Nobody does. You don't have to hold on to it. You got to go find it. You've got to build the key. You've got to find your cage and unlock the thing that got you to the goddamn egg, man. This is what y'all don't understand, and no one's telling you this shit. It's already there. Brother, if it wasn't there, you wouldn't be born. That's how simple it is to say. If what you have is not inside of you, you wouldn't even be born right now. But because there was something inside of your fucking ass that said, fuck my brothers and sisters. Fuck those white T-cells and everything my mother has to kill me and stop me from getting to the egg. You didn't take any breaks. You didn't go to YouTube. You didn't do anything. You had it. You had a drive and a passion and a discipline that was so goddamn great. You can't even put it to words. You were like, fuck every, I'm getting to that motherfucking egg, even if I got to limp, crawl, and drag my goddamn ass to that egg, I'm getting to that motherfucker. I bet you ain't gonna get the fuck out of my way. Hey, sister, how you doing? I love you. Get the fuck out of my way. Hey, brother, I love you. Get the fuck out. You knocking your own relatives out the way to get to that goddamn egg. So you can't fucking tell me now that you don't have it. You're a goddamn lie. You can't tell me that you got to have a solid mindset because you had one when you got to the goddamn egg. So don't lie to yourself. That's why I'm saying don't lie to me, because you're here. You're the best of the best. You're the best of the fucking, and I'm not saying that because you are. That's the truth. You won. You got to the egg. And through the egg, you formed your fucking fingerprint to separate you. For 9 months, you were cultivating and cooking in your mother for 9 fucking months or 8 or however the fuck you got here. And when you were born, while you were cooking, they were preparing your fingerprint to be yours and yours only. And when it was time and the water broke and you got your ass into the world or this matrix, whatever the fuck we in right now, there was no one like you at all. Oops. Does that make any sense? There was nobody like you. Sure, he might have the same skin color or the same eyes or same fucking hair as you and shit, but he ain't you. Did he go through the shit you went through to get to the egg? No. So how the fuck can he be like you? And with that alone, and I always tell you, guys, y'all have got to get that stick out of your fucking ass and start to have fun again. Think about how you were when you were a goddamn kid. Do I still have it? It's been a while since I showed you motherfuckers this. It's been a while. Oh, my God. Let me see if I have it. Wait, do I have it? Oh, man, I don't have it. Damn, I got rid of it. I got rid of it. But I'll just tell you. There was nothing like the adventure you could have when you were holding a crayon, a pencil, a marker, or a fucking paintbrush, when you had a piece of paper in front of you as a kid. You would explore worlds. You would take napkin or towels and tie it around your neck and pretend like you're flying. You would draw rocket ships. You'd fight dragons. You'd get on your fucking bicycles and act like you're flying or doing whatever the fuck you're doing on your bicycle. Your imagination was cultivated and it was just growing and it was just expanding and it was connecting to your fingerprint. When you had a crayon, a marker, a paintbrush, gentlemen, you shut the whole world out. You went on so many adventures, and when you watch cartoons or you read a like a fucking children's book, you went on adventures to places unknown in your mind, places that you have locked up and shut down because most of you guys feel that you're too goddamn old right now. Thank you, Black, for the super chat, man. I appreciate you, motherfucker. Thank you. What I am saying to you, the hesitation and the indecisiveness has nothing to do with the woman. It has everything to do with the things that I'm talking about right now. You remember when we're in March, or we were in spring break, how you couldn't wait to get out of spring break as a kid, or Halloween or Christmas and all that shit. But why the fuck did you grow up? And I don't mean grow up as a maturity. Why the fuck did you grow up and start listening to the world tell you what the fuck you should be? Tell you how you should think. Tell you how you should manage shit. Let me ask you this question. Did the world tell you how to get to that fucking egg? Did it? Did the world judge you to get to that egg? And even if the world judged your fucking ass, you didn't give a fuck. Because you have one thing to do and one thing only to do, and that is get to the goddamn egg. You learned how to shut out the world when you were a child. Man, sit down. You know your little fucking cake-ass cartoons or whatever the fuck you watched as a kid? Man, you know you had your little slice of fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich or whatever. You sit in front of the TV, and you can just stare and just and wonder, wow. Wow. And shut out the whole entire world. The whole entire world. The world is allowed to hate you. Life is allowed to hate you. The game is allowed to hate you. But you're allowed not to give a fuck what they think, because they can't design you the way you designed yourself. You are the great design. You are. You are the one in how many billion of your brothers and sisters? You are the only motherfucking one. The only Neo of your goddamn kind. And I ain't lying. That's not a lie. It's not a lie. Yes. You connect. Listen. You don't let them go because the creative child, the child that has an imagination, the child that has a sense of adventure, if you just would have taken him along with you on your adventure, as you mature, he matures. And the childlike turns into the young man that turns into the man that has a sexual adventure mindset, a sexual creative mindset, and a sexual imagination. You have let that part of you go where you can just look at things and say, this is how I can use that with the woman. This is how I can make her pussy wet. This is how I can text her. This is how I can talk to her. This is how I can break it down. But you let that thing go. That's what I'm saying. But here's the beautiful thing about it, gentlemen. You didn't let him go. I'm not saying he's gone. He's still there, okay? Yes, and it's the same thing right here, 09. Absolutely. Listen to me, guys. Listen to me. When I say that you're the creator of your universe, you are really the creator of your universe, man. I've always told you guys that you have, let me check the phone lines real quick, because I don't want to, hold on, let me check the phone lines real quick. Okay, lines are open, 515-605-9373 is the number. What I'm saying to y'all guys is this, is that as a creator of your universe, I told you, don't kill anybody. You go to jail after the first 48 days. They'll catch your ass. You drive the speed limit or five after, you know, if you ain't get caught, don't get caught. Because I got a heavy foot too. So I'm with you. And you just do your job at work. Outside of those three things, I've been telling you this shit since the late 90s, that you control everything else. You control who comes into your life. You even control who you go after. You do. But without a sense of self, you give the control to them. You give the control to life. You give control to the world, to women. You give the control to everything except you. Thank you for answering for the $5 super chat. But I'm saying to you guys, because some of you guys right now, some of you want, maybe you're in school right now and you want to be a painter, or maybe you're in school right now and you want to do something else, but you're in school right now because you feel that you owe it to your fucking parents to do what they goddamn want you to do. Man, I say this with love, man. Fuck your parents. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to your parents. I'm saying that you are your own goddamn man, and nobody can tell the king how to be king. Nobody can tell the king how to be king unless the king asks a question. Kings don't fucking hesitate. We move. See that fat round ass over there? All right. You got my curiosity. You know what? I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to go ahead and bite you in your neck, and I'm going to take you up the tree. I'm going to go ahead and put my bid in. Whether you like me or you hate me or you disgust it, I don't give a fuck, because you're not that important to me. I'm doing you a favor, because you've never met a motherfucker like me. And if you're lucky enough and you have my attention, then maybe you'll get somewhere with me. But you know what? You got to work hard. You got to bust your ass. You know what she got to do? When she meets me, gentlemen, she got to get on her mountain climbing shoes. Her, I don't know if it's mountain climbing, hiking boots. I don't know what the fuck it is, but she's got to start climbing my motherfucking mountain to get to my goddamn dick. How many of y'all feel this way? She's supposed to be climbing your mountain to get to you, to your time, your name, your dick, to get your attention. She should be working every second of every minute of every hour of every week because she knows she will never meet a motherfucker like you. How can you get that when you're hesitant? How can you win? She's got to, man. I believe in you. Meet me halfway. These women are not special. A woman, you know what? I choose which one I want to talk to because they ain't, what's so special about a bunch of women? Tell me, I show you, what's so special about these potato chips? Nothing. There's nothing special about them. But because they know the game, gentlemen, because they know the game well enough, they know how to augment their bodies to make you think that they're special. They are the most insecure thing walking this planet. Tomorrow morning, when you go to church, you wake up, turn your TV on. Matter of fact, 2 o'clock in the morning, turn your TV on. Infomercials about hair cares, getting the bags out there from under their eyes, is fucking cheating time and fixing their fucking wrinkly ass skin and listening and trying to tell them how fucking beautiful they are and shit. I'm telling you, men, they are smart enough to make themselves look special, but they're not special. But when you pump them their heads with information, making them think they walk on water, that's when y'all lose. Let me check the phone lines. Lines are open if y'all want to call in. 515-605-9373. These women love. See, let me give you an example. I had a client today, man. God damn it. I had to let him go. I feel so bad, man. He was talking to a pretty woman. He asked her for a date. And she just said, I need to get to know you a little bit better because women are different. They're all not the same. So you got to adjust to the climate. Yeah. So he doesn't like that. But the worst part about it is this. You've got to understand, even though these women are insecure, they are great chess players. And they know how to move the pieces to position themselves to get what the fuck they want by using what they have best. Their titties, their eyes, their bat, they know how to do that. But let me tell you about this woman, how smart she is, because I keep telling y'all guys, if a woman is interested in you, she's going to do her homework on you. She's going to watch your every move. She's going to watch your every text. She's going to watch your every post on Facebook or Instagram. This one did something a little bit smart, and it was amazing. I got to give the woman credit on this one. See, the woman was interested in the guy, right? But let me tell you what the guy did. So they were talking. I guess he met her in the grocery store. And the young high school kid that's bagging groceries offered to take the guy's groceries. He's like, sir, can I take your groceries to your car? Now, the guy didn't have a lot of groceries. But let me tell you what he did. He laughed at that kid. Now, I'm going to say it again. Listen to me. young boy, now he's talking to the girl, done talking to the chick. The young boy asked, okay, you know what? Sir, can I take your bags to your car? Instead of saying, you know what, young man? No, I got it myself, because you know what? If I'm going to work my jelly, I'm going to probably get this woman to take my bags to my car. Whatever, some yak, right? But he laughed at that poor kid. He laughed at that young man. He laughed at him. Guess who saw him laugh at that goddamn kid? How do we know? Because that's what she brought up to that motherfucker. Remember we was at the store and that young man asked you your groceries? And you laughed at him? That's why she ain't fucking with him. But it's deeper. It's deeper. Listen to me. It's deeper. Let me explain, okay? What's up, like counters? I want to say thank you to everybody that likes the show. I want to take a moment and say thank you for the likes, guys. I love y'all. Y'all my dogs. Thank you for the likes. I appreciate y'all. Now listen to me. Listen to me, guys. Listen. It's very important. I want to ask the classroom. I'm going to ask you guys, because this is class participation. Now listen, you're not going to fail. You'll get a passing grade for trying. Okay, 90 likes. Thank you, my 90. Thank you, 90. Now listen to me. Why do you think that woman, after watching him laugh at that kid, why do you think it turned her off? I want to know. Chat room dogs, let me know. We'll post it on here. Let me know what you think, because you're not going to fail, because this is participation. Let me know why you think that woman turned him down. God damn it, Ray. All right, thank you, brother, for the super chat. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you, our dog Raymond. Thank you, brother. So why do y'all think, come on, let me know, guys. Let me know why you think after her watching him laugh at that kid, why was she not down? Talk to me. Come on, anybody. Now, y'all not going to fail. Just guess. I mean, this is participation, okay? Let me see. Whoa, Mendoza, you're close, you got an A+, 85, A+, freelance, I'm going to give you a C, but that's a passing grade, next one up, because it shows the curiosity is where it gets to me. Ooh, wait, let me see, because it shows it's curious, she's worried that she was 70, all right, Pepper, you're getting a high A, you're getting close. Let's see one. He deals with prizes and treats others. No, I'm going to pass you. That's a C. I'm going to give you a C. Guys, I'm going to pass y'all with this. Disrespectful, Cherry Perry, I'm going to give you a C. Let me see here. Hustle, childish. Nah, that's still a C. Material creatures. You probably saw the kids. Billy. Billy, I'll give you a C+. Yeah, that's okay. But no, that's not it. He treated different. No, Lewis, but you get a C+. I'm passing y'all. Let me see. Smug and disrespectful, 900, I'm going to give you a C. 949, not thirsty, because he's laughing. That's nothing but, I'm going to give you a C-, but I'm going to pass you. Because it goes down to the treaty, she knows something. Close to it, I'm going to give you a B. Let me see this one. No. I'm going to give you a C-. That's not it. Now, let me see here. Let me keep going. I love this guy. This is good. All right, let me see here. I'm even going down these things. C. All about the Benjamin. Thank you for the super chat, my brother. C. That's a A. That's a high A. High A right there. No, that's still a C, Billy. Black, that's a C, Black. That's a C, Black. Took initiative. Nope, still a C. Give you a C- of that one. Prove the girl is a man rather than himself. No, true. No. I'm about to answer the question. All right. I'm about to answer the question. Give me a second. All right. Okay, guys. Stop. Okay, I love this. This is why I fuck with y'all. This is why I love my dogs. Y'all are some guys. I love my chat room goddamn dog. I love y'all motherfuckers. I love the participation. I'm going to tell you why. It's a bigger game. When that guy laughed at that boy, and this is where some of y'all were close. The thing about women is that they're going to open up to a guy in two ways, all right? The first way is opening up about personal things that go wrong with them, personal things, as far as, you know, My mom died when I was a little girl, or Uncle Johnny touched me when I was a little girl. You know, all that girl stuff. You know, I've never, you know, my dad or my cat, you know, they'll start off with personal stuff, but it gets bigger. When a woman sees that you're laughing at someone who's doing something kind and generous, what happens is it hurts you on the worst level ever, because it is at that point that the woman can never be as sexual to that guy. She can never be as dirty as she wants to be with that guy, because the fear of being judged by the guy that was laughing at that little boy. She can't let her. See, the thing about being a man that we want you guys to do is we want you to have the woman let her hair down. Let me check the phone lines real quick, guys. I got y'all covered. Give me a second. All right, lines are still open if y'all want to call in. But listen to what I'm saying. The thing about a lot of women is that what they want to be sexually liberated with the guy, as in, can I trust him first with knowing things about me? Can I trust him about knowing personal things about me? And then can I trust him to know sexual things about me? Then can I trust him to know kinky things about me, dirty things about me, nasty things about me, and the shit that you be like, holy shit, you that goddamn freaky girl? About me. And a woman is not going to open herself up and tell you that she wants you to stuff some anal beads in her asshole while you pull her hair and go and jump on her back and let her giddy up through the whole room and come back and give her some fucking, I don't know, some sugar cubes or something. She can't share that with a guy, because maybe she wants to experience that with you. But how can she experience it when she sees that some young boy who's real courteous and real kind, just a little high school kid, just doing his job. He's getting paid probably minimum fucking wage. He's probably sick of his job, and he reaches out and gets laughed at. That's not cool. That's not cool. Women are always watching your every move, gentlemen. They're always watching. And when you don't think they're watching, they're watching. Guys, there used to be a thing out there. I don't know if it's still around. It was called Kmart. It's kind of like a Walmart. It's called Kmart. I mean, it's back in the day. It's kind of wild back. But, gentlemen, like I told you before, how did I smash that woman that was a stripper? Remember the daughter, the niece was a stripper? How did I smash her? Because how I treated everybody. I always treat everybody. Listen, gentlemen, listen, let me tell you that. Let me tell you, listen. I always treat everybody nice. If I see their name tag, my mentor told me a long time ago, greet them like you know them. Hey, Margaret, how you doing today? How's your day? Oh, okay, well, thank you, Margaret. Because you guys don't understand connections, man. Y'all don't understand connections. Everyone you talk to that you connect with and you become cool with, guess who you get? Guess what door opens up for you? You get connected to all the women that they're connected to if you're doing it right. I'm not just saying, hey, just walk up to a motherfucker and just say, hey, what's going on, Craig, or what's up? No, I do it because I want the connect. Just like in those drug movies like Snowfall and all that other stuff. I don't want to deal with you. I want your connect. I don't want you to be my go-to guy. Fuck you. I want the connect. It's like with Ozark. They want to connect. You want to connect because, gentlemen, it's the connect that's going to be at the pool party. It's going to be the connect that's going to be at the 4th of July picnic. It's going to be the connect that's going to be at the barbecue. It's going to be the connect that's going to be at those Friday game nights or those Saturday game nights. And y'all are just letting them walk on by every single day, but not even acknowledging these motherfuckers. Not me. Oh, no. I know. I love the connect. I love the connect. And the reason why I love the connect, let me check the phone lines real quick. All right, lines are open if y'all want to call in. Reason why I love the connect so much, gentlemen, is because I don't have to do that much work. Think about this for a second. How much work do I have to do when the connect is speaking as my representation? I don't think y'all heard me. How much work do you have to do when that person that is speaking on your behalf is your representation? They trust that person more than they trust you, so they're going to trust what the person says. You're halfway in. Halfway. That's why I tell you when you're at work, don't try to smash the women. Smash the connect. Every woman and every guy has a connect of different women, and I'm going to be real with you, who are in bad marriages. They're bad at living with someone they don't want to be with. They date someone they don't want to date. And they're probably by themselves. And they ain't going to tell you their business, but you know what? They're looking for some dick on the side. I'm just keeping it real. I'm not saying mess with them. I'm just being real because I'm going to keep it all the way with you. They just want somebody, a warm body or a warm piece of meat in their mouth, in their ass, or in their coochie. That's all they want. I'm a busy woman. Lots of things to do. I don't have time to go through all the dates and all that other stuff. I just want you. Hey, John, you say you got a friend named Freelance Ronan. Is he really that cool of a guy? Oh yeah, I tell you what, man. You know, every time I see him, everybody loves him. The girls like him and all. What, the girls like him? Yeah, because he's just really. He's got a lot of enthusiasm. He's just really a breath of fresh air, you know? And when a guy tells that woman that, breath of fresh air, a woman that is miserable, a woman that's alone, a woman that's drinking herself in a stupor with that goddamn wine and reading a book, petting her cat, watching the Wii Channel, crying and going to sleep every night, who do you think is administering the drug of Freelance Ronan? It's not him. The connect is doing all the work for him. Well, the middle guy, excuse me. The middle guy is doing it. That's what I'm trying to show y'all, how deep the game is. This is how deep it is. But this is why your vision has to be 10 moves, because you got to start to see this. A lot of you guys go to the same place a lot of times, and sometimes you see the same people all the time. Guys, guys, and this is not even taking one from the team. Guys, when I'm at Walmart, I have like big, you know, just unattractive women sometimes. Yeah, I'm middle, and I get other women, but I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes I have unattractive women, you know, trying to flirt. You know, they try to flirt with your boy. Now, I don't go, right? Now, yes, inside I'm going, but I don't go, in her face. I know she's got to connect, and it's, man, guys, I cannot tell you how much sidebar ass you can get from somebody else that works and talks for you as a representation. A representation. he's not, not only is he planting the seed, but he, okay, let me show you how it works. Give you an example. I won't use Kmart. I'll use, because I mean, I do this all, this is all the time. It's easy. So let me use McDonald's, all right? McDonald's. Rolling McDonald's. All right, hey, how y'all doing back there at McDonald's? Hey, how you doing, Craig? What's going on, man? Hey, Craig, let me get this. Yeah, Craig. Hey, you having a good day, Craig? All right, man, that's what's up, big dog. Yeah, man. All right, yeah, da-da-da-da. All right, Craig, I appreciate you, man. Thank you very much, man. Appreciate your work. Gone. Come back a few days, a few weeks later. Craig, what's up, big dog? Hey, man, yeah, what's up? How you doing, man? Yeah, let me get my, you know, you got me. All right, Craig, yeah, man. Hey, what's good in this thing? Man, it's kind of light in here today, man. You all right in here today? All right, man, I'll holler at you later, Craig. And you keep working and working and working it until you're ready to make the move. Craig, what's going on, man? Yeah, man, damn, it's Thursday, it's late. Man, it's something about to jump off. And hey, dog, what you got going on this weekend, man? Huh? Oh, y'all having a party and shit? Oh, Craig, where's the love? You ain't gonna invite your boy? Wait, Craig, wait. It ain't gonna be no just dudes, are they? What? Oh, you going to a party? Oh, a sword? Shit, Craig, what's up? Oh, hey, Craig, here's my number. You text me the information. Well, it's gonna be in 2 weeks? All right. You think I ain't gonna go back to Craig? Hey, Craig, hey. Hey, Craig, can you show me some of the chicks that you're going to be at? The, you know, I tagged them on Facebook, locked in. Said, oh, yeah, these are some of the chicks going to be going. I said, all right, cool. All right. And guess what, gentlemen? Do you think I have to ask the woman any goddamn questions when I got my news cap, my news broadcaster right in front of me? That's going to mother... fucking tell me the 411 on every fucking woman I ask them about. Oh, yeah, that girl over there, yeah, she married and everything. Things ain't going right with her relationship over there. Hey, that girl over there, yeah, she living with old boy, but they ain't really getting along that well. Yeah, that one over there, yeah, she dating a little bit, but that over there. And that one over there, she's single and everything. You know, she kind of thinking about dyking a little bit. Da, da, da. And all he doing is giving me all the information I need to know to do what I need to do. And gentlemen, what y'all don't understand about guys is they always want to look good in front of everybody. And the way they look good in front of everybody is by doing what? I got this cool person coming to the party, guys. I got a guy named Steve. He's going to come to the party. Oh, what's Steve like? Oh, no, he cool as shit and stuff. Oh, shit. Damn, is he into some of the girls? Now, let me show you the five moves ahead because he don't even see that shit. Hey, Craig, are y'all Facebook friends? Yeah, he on my Facebook page. Yeah, he friends of mine. See that shit? He don't even say. And what do you think those women going to be doing? Looking me up. And looking at all my memes, I'm telling you guys, this is how it works. Looking at all my shit to make sure that Craig ain't just talking shit. And guess what? It gives them conversational pieces to use when they're reading the stuff, man. Y'all see what I'm saying? This is how it works. They're going to look them up and look. Doesn't matter if you cute or not because Craig's already got your foot in the door because if Craig's talking good about you, especially if Craig is the gay best friend, I mean, even though he's not gay, but, you know, he's the guy that's not getting the ass and the girls trust him, they're going to trust you because they trust him. But see, this is the visionary. This is looking beyond just getting women. There's so many ways to get these women, gentlemen, so many ways. 515-605-9373 is the number if y'all want to call in. But also, as I said again, the decisions that you make, gentlemen, there's no hesitation in the moves that you got to make. I'm going to give for my my motherfucking guys is getting the sex membership. I'm going to give everybody one for free. It's a serious game. It's a big one. I'm not gonna go too much into it. I'm not going to give it away. Never mind. I was going to give y'all something. Never mind. I ain't going to get that away. Talk about something else. But what is important for you guys to, now remember, I'm giving you things to begin the process of getting and killing the hesitation and the indecisiveness. I'm not here to knock y'all. I want to build y'all, but you got to have vision. All right, you got to see that vision, all right? But you also guys have to be flexible. You got to be flexible. The flexibility is so important. Flexibility is huge in this. Gentlemen, you don't understand women. I wish I had my little piece of paper. I didn't open up my thing. Matter of fact, I'm gonna run to a commercial and I'm gonna grab a piece of paper and I'm gonna show y'all something, okay? I'm gonna do a quick commercial. I'm gonna grab a piece of paper and I'm gonna show you something. Let me see if we can grab a. Let's do a quick commercial. I'm the Dean of Man Mindset. We will be right back. Let's play this one. Here we go.
When I started listening to your show, I realized.
Damn, that's not a commercial. The fuck is that? It's not a commercial. Like, damn, Steve, give me a commercial, motherfucker. What's this one?
Self-confidence begins with knowing yourself. From facing fears to...
I have so many commercials. Like, damn, Steve, can you give us a goddamn commercial? All right, I'm sorry. Here we go, guys. Allow me. Here we go.
Guys, are you ready to become a single-minded man? The Man Mindset has one-on-one coaching, free boot camps, tons of videos, archived shows from the past, a dating chat line with women on right now, a cooking show to create smooth-ass meals for women, and so much more. God damn, Steve, you're doing your thing. TheManMindset.com. We're more than just a dating site. We are a lifestyle.
Oh, right. That was quick. And make sure my 16-year-old son is having his 18-year-old girlfriend come over tomorrow, so he's all getting things together. Yeah, he's 16, dating an 18-year-old. You know, my boys always date older women. They just gotta get that from their dad. But here we go. All right. Okay, so... I've done this before to show y'all. Okay. So if you look at this, okay, if you look at this right here, okay, this is the map. All right, so you give them numbers. Here's what y'all don't understand about the game, okay? Game could be looked at as far as places, okay? So this is what we call our money chart. It's a money chart, okay? All right, it's a money chart, okay? So you have number one represents the city, okay? The city's here. Then you have out the outskirts of the city. Now, all of us regular people are in three, okay? All of us are in three. And then you have the rich and wealthy that have, like, acres and shit. So the money is in the city, the outskirts of the city, hop through up past us. This is like poor, low, and middle class. And on this edge, it might be upper middle class, but the rich are all out here, okay? So that's the gist of the map, okay? So what y'all don't understand is this. Remember, it's 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're like in three. So the most clubs are going to be in 1, 2, and 3, preferably 1 and 3. one and three are where your clubs normally at, because they have them in middle areas like three where you live, or they have them one in like downtown. You know, there are clubs downtown. Usually the outskirts are, they got the art district, you know, the gay areas and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just how how things work. But what y'all guys don't understand is that women who are out here that are rich, okay, that are rich, they will come here. They won't go here to shop. They will come here to shop. They'll come in your area to shop. And you guys don't know what and who you're dealing with. See, most of y'all guys don't understand, women move around, dog. Women don't, the thing about women is that they don't stand still. They go to different places. They're like Christopher Columbus type shit. Let me check the phone lines real quick. Phone lines open if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. But they're like Christopher Columbus. They're always traveling. And this is why I keep telling you, you don't know what or who you're talking to. You don't know she's a rich daddy's little girl. You don't know she's a poor, stuck-up, trying-to-be-a-it girl. You don't know if she's trying to be with the Joneses. You don't know her situation, and you don't know what she's coming in town for. Okay? It's just how it is. But the problem is that you cannot judge and think that just because a woman's in your area doesn't mean she ain't caked the fuck up. And what I'm telling you guys about women, show you the number, this is important. 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, 4. I'm going to say it one more time. 1, 2, 4. That's upper fives, sixes, and seven-figure salaries between 1, 2, and 4. Here's the thing about 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2, and 4, they're giving to donating to charities. They have a lot to lose. And they're not going to lose it over a motherfucker who can't hold his water because he hesitates and he's indecisive. Telling you right now. They have a lot to lose. The 1, 2, and 4. 1, 2s, and 4s, accountants, lawyers, doctors, directors, CFOs, CEOs, presidents, and owners of their own company have a lot to lose. Guys, let me tell y'all something. I did like a gopher thing, a concierge thing. And the lady that we were working for, okay, now I didn't get the pussy. It's not me getting the pussy. My boy got the pussy, but this lady came from, I think she was in Atlanta or. Where is she from? She was somewhere on that side of the East Coast somewhere, but she came to Texas to set up camp because she had a nice thing going. She was getting like $1 million corporate deals where she would. Let me give you how she was doing it. She would go to a company like a rich ass company, like fucking cake, Fortune 500 companies, and she would say, "All right, well, this is what we wanted, the service we'd like to give the upper echelon people, is that when you are making money, you don't have time to do the little things. You know, you don't have time to wait for someone to come fix a washer, or you don't have time for someone to run an errand or something like that for you." So what she would do is she would get these corporate accounts where she would have, you know, she hired gophers like us. You know, give us a key, give us a car, all that shit. And all we do is run around doing gopher shit. It was a good pay. But, again, this kind of woman, she was married, okay? She was married. She had the perfect setup, the 2.5 kids, the the fence, the pie in the window. She was making seven-figure salary. She had a man. She was donating Pillar Community and in wherever the fuck she was on the East Coast. I'm just letting y'all know. All this stuff was going on, right? But she was the most miserable-ass woman behind the scenes because she was just really alone because there was nobody to share this kind of stuff with. There was nobody to share it with. It was, she had her husband, but these were not things that she would share. I mean, it was just, you know, it was just, they were just making money. And a lot of, again, one, two, and four, a lot of women are like this. And when a woman has all of her security needs met financially, but her sexual needs are not being met, that's when my dog, wasn't me. I ain't get this one, guys. Wasn't me. But my motherfucking road dog, one of the guys, you remember the guys that I told you that we had the house, the fuck pad, is one of these dudes. And what happened was, you know what? It all started from her leaving and seeing him at the bus stop. And I'm trying to explain to you guys. This guy was not a Don Juan DeMarco. He was a short, chubby dude and all that shit y'all think that y'all need and all this other stuff. He was at the bus stop waiting to take his bus because we got to the place, we got the cars. We couldn't take the cars home and shit. But he was at the bus stop. As she was driving, she noticed him at the bus stop. And guess what she fucked up? She offered him a ride home. She offered him a ride home. And that was the beginning of the end. She offered him a ride fucking home. He knew that ride home was an opportunity because the way he was talking to her, again, guys, the way he was talking to her, he wasn't talking dirty. He wasn't being nasty or anything like that. He was doing the one thing that most guys can't do today, and that's talk, express themselves. It's in a car. Ride with traffic, probably 40 minutes, because like, you know, rush hour traffic and shit. So remember, he's going from one to three. He was going from one to three. I think she either lived in four or two. It was either four or two because she could take him home. So it was like it was a two or four. But as they're driving and everything, they begin to connect and they begin to bond because of the conversation. He wasn't being flirty with her, but he was making her laugh. He was making her smile. He wasn't even flirting with her. But he was doing the thing that her man wasn't doing. And it's a lot of women. I'm just telling you, it's a lot of women. He was doing the thing or the things that most guys don't do. And women emotionally get caught up into men that can, I don't mean like to talk, but to hold a conversation that's just enlightening, you know, just fun. And as they're driving, guess what's going down? The shields. See, when you make a woman feel safe around you enough, she'll start telling you her problems like you're a psychiatrist. Oh, about to go home. Yeah. It's not the most exciting thing, you know, but I got to go home. And he's like, you got a great family. You know, you got something. And she's like, yes, I got good kids. But, you know, him. You see? Him. And it just turned into a, you know what? It didn't stop. It didn't happen at that point. But it started to be more drives home from the bus stop. He didn't need it. It ain't no porn. This is not like he got the pussy overnight thing. When you're dealing with a woman that's making like seven figures, she got so much shit to lose. She got to be extra, extra. She can't just like fucking just like go off and the women do some shit. So it's a different ball game. I'm trying to tell y'all guys. But this guy was doing some gigoloing and shit as well. So, you know, his thing was this. Look, check it out, you know. As the bus thing started to fade a little bit, it became more about lunchtime because they got so cool with each other that they had places to get away. It was like getaway spots because he had a car. You know, he had the company car thing. So he can get away, she can get away from wherever the place was. To, like, we have areas and shit, you know. We have parks and places. Remember, I always tell you, always do the work behind, you know, the work of where we're at. So eventually he got the pussy, but it was stipulations, you know. The thing that really gave it a pussy was him being straight up with her. You're not the only one. You have somebody. I'm not here to fuck up what you have. I'm just trying to fuck you. I'm not trying to fuck up what you have. I'm just trying to fuck you. And again, like we always say, you don't have to worry about me running behind you. I'm not gonna fuck up what you got. You know, when we fuck, we fuck, we meet. Now the cool thing about it is that women like this, now again, this is where we always tell y'all guys, you gotta be careful how you fuck these women. See, a lot of women are not gonna tell you their relationships. Some women will take off their rings. Some women aren't even wearing rings. You're never gonna know a woman's situation, dude. And I'm not telling you to go mess with a married woman, but you'll never know what the situation is. You'll never know. Because, man, when you become the wine, okay, that means the dick, okay? The wine women drink is because they're fucking miserable. But when they can substitute dick for wine, oh, man, it's a beautiful thing. So I'm just saying for you guys out there that it works in so many ways, but you just got to be about you. And that's what got him the pussy. He was about him. He didn't give a fuck that she made money. He didn't care that she was beautiful. He didn't give a fuck that she had ass and titties and all that other stuff. He didn't care, which made her even care more about him because she knew it wasn't about the money bag when she started kicking him out money then. Then he started getting paid. Hey, he got raises and shit. I'm just saying for you guys out there, that if he would have hesitated or he would have been indecisive at that moment at the pickup at the bus stop, he would have never got there. Because let me explain something to you guys out there. I am not going to say all women are going to cheat on their men. I'm not here to say that. I'm here to say that the majority of women out there are fucking lonely as fuck, even though they're with a guy. They're lonely as fuck. And they're looking for somebody to fuck. That's all. I just want to have you fuck me. I'm stressed out. Can you fuck me? And can you just go about your way? But you can't get that when you're dealing with somebody that's indecisive and hesitant. Indecisive and hesitant leads to a draw of a domino effect of insecurity. Let me check the phone lines real quick if y'all want to call in. 703, I'm sorry for the long. Oh, man, I got you. Hold on. Sorry, 703. What's your question, brother? How can I help you?
Hey, Steve, man. Just want to say respect, bro.
Thank you, sir. What's going
on? My name is Alex. I go by Pew Pew in the chat.
What's up, Alex?
What's going on, man? I just want to say, man, you're a motherfucking genius, bro. He was talking earlier about the card approach, the business card.
Yes.
And I've been hearing you say it over and over. But it finally clicked tonight. I was like, he approaching it like a fucking business, and all you're trying to do is get a new customer, you know?
Yeah.
And you're just trying to create leads and push them through the sales funnel and stuff, you know what I mean?
Well, it's my dick funnel, not the sales funnel, my dick funnel. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's not a sales funnel. It's my dick funnel. It's being able to get to the Willy Wonka chocolate factory, my amusement park, my sexual museum.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, and the number one, you know, the way it clicked for me is like the number one rule too in sales is like sell out somewhere, you just keep it moving. You know what I mean?
And, yeah, in sales and life, yeah, in the game, you keep it moving. You can't, the reason you keep it moving is because they're not special enough for me to stop. You know what I mean? Keep it moving. I'm gonna say it again, all y'all listening. I keep it moving because they're not special enough for me to stop. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, exactly. And well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you give a customer your card. Hey, look, I'm offering this service. If you want me to provide a service, just give me a call. And that's all you're doing when you're giving them a card and shit.
But here's the thing: it's not even the service, my brother. It's the thought of what the service is going to be like. It's not even the service. Okay, I always go back to the mall analogy. When you go to the mall, well, they can't do it no more because of COVID, but when you go to the mall, why do you think they offer you a sample for free? Why do you think they offer you a free piece of food for free?
Right.
Because
right.
They know if you like it enough.
To give you a taste.
Right, to give you a taste. And if you like it enough, not only are you going to get your ass in line, but the next time you go to the mall, you're going to come back again. Because that bourbon chicken,
right.
Nigga, that got me hooked. I'm cracked out on bourbon chicken, man. I don't know what they got in that bourbon. Man, if I find out those are people, I don't know what I'm going to do. But that bourbon chicken they make at the mall, oh, my God. Something in that bourbon chicken that, God damn. But anyway, but I'm just saying that.
When you're giving them as a taste of a real man at the approach. So
well,
you know, every woman wants a real man in their life. So if you're ready to have a real man, give me a call.
Hey, check it out. It's deeper. It's not me giving them a taste. It's me positioning myself to make them want to have a taste. See, I'm not offering them the taste off the bat. I'm just showing them what it's going to be like. Okay, think about it like this. When you see a woman, okay, automatically your head, you can see yourself fucking her. You can see her bending over. You imagine it, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Women think the same way. People think they don't, but they do. They just know.
Oh, yeah, they definitely do, for sure.
Yeah, they know their poker face better. But it's intriguing them on another level. See, people don't understand how the pussy between her ears is the most valuable asset a woman has. Not her ass or her titties. It's the what's between her ears. Because if you get that, you have access to everything. You get
right, that's
that.
What controls everything else. Yeah.
It controls the bank account. It controls her bringing another woman in. It controls her thinking about licking some pussy for you. It does everything. But see, that's what I'm trying to show men, my brother. Don't be the average guy just want to get between her legs. Fuck that. Fuck that. If you're doing that, just jerk off. Fuck that. Why not have it all? Because you know what?
Right.
They've been doing this shit to men for fucking centuries. They've been doing this shit to men.
You flipping the script on them.
And we flipping the fuck. You goddamn right. It's our turn. It's our turn. Fuck that. You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly, caller.
Hey, man, that's what I'm telling you, man. That's why I'm fucking with you, bro. You helped me step my shit up, man. You know.
Appreciate
it. I do what I can out here, you know what I mean? But ain't nothing to brag about. I never had a stable of 10 women like you have, but I'm definitely setting myself some goals and shit. So fucking with you,
oh,
man,
yeah,
I'm definitely going.
Brother, see, this was these women are so desperate for men that they're willing to share a man. See, people don't understand. A lot of women hate using the word side chick. Yeah, I mean, they hate that word, but they don't mind being a side chick because you get more benefits from a guy that has game versus a guy who doesn't have anything at all.
It's like you get more of a man by sharing a real one than you do fucking with one of these
right.
squares out here, you know?
Right, because the man, when you get with the man, he makes you feel like makes the woman feel like a woman. See, women
right.
want to feel like a woman. They want to feel, you look at them fucking 50 Shades of Grey. You look at the romance novels and all that shit. I tell you, hey, what movies I tell you, you might be new. Watch Indecent Proposal, Bridges of Madison County. Purple Rain and motherfucking 9.5 Weeks or 50 Shades of Grey. All them motherfuckers are bad boys. And all them motherfuckers got them women to do shit that they never thought they would ever do. Here's the thing.
And like
they
wanted to do it. Were saying about the guy that laughed at the kid, like
yeah.
these women want to take it to that level. But
yes.
if they don't trust you, they ain't going to let you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All about I want the trust. And the reason why I want the trust is because that unlocks everything. See, when a woman trusts you, and I'm not trying to do a manipulated trust. I'm not going to put your business on the street and all this other stuff. But when she trusts you, what happens is that's the first thing is the trust, right? Then she starts giving you little pieces of crumbs. You know, when I was a little girl, mm-hmm. off my cute cat, you know, and I love cats, da-da-da, and, you know. And then, you know, when I got a little older, you know, my first time was with this guy, you know, they'll start giving you little by little until it gets to that point where, you know, well, you know, I got this kind of a kink and, you know, I didn't know how you would feel about it, but, you know, I like to dress up as a rabbit, hop around a damn room and you fuck me in my ass and pull me, you know, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? It's just, I know it's not funny, but no, I'm saying. When they trust you that much, they trust you with that shit, and then they like, well, you know, I've never experienced licking pussy before, and I want to do it. Or what am I? How do I do it? I want a woman in it. And I mean, that's how far it goes, and it's a beautiful thing.
But that makes sense because once they trust you with that, that's when they're more willing to, you know, share a little bit of their paycheck with you.
Right, let me give you an example. Wait, I'm going to give you an example. Hold on 1 second. Let me grab this other call real quick because I'm going to give you an example, 703. Hold on 1 second, okay, 703? Hold on a second. 111, did you have a question, sir? Oh, you hung up. Okay, I hung up. Okay, so let me give you an example, 703. All right, think about this. Remember when you were young, okay, and maybe you didn't know how to tie your shoes or, I don't know, fix a flat or something. There was something that you felt embarrassed to ask, but you nutted up and you asked a man, like, how to do something. And then he came and you said, oh, hey, little man, it's okay, this is how you do it. You know, you do this with the lug nut, so you tie your shoes. And, you know, he did and helped you out where you were like, oh, my God, wow. And, you know, you learned something, right? And you were more apt to ask and talk to him because he didn't judge you. He just helped you.
Right.
You know, you like you know, you for a lot of us, we have wet dreams and shit. We don't know who to fucking talk to and shit. You know, we just grab the sheets and throw it in the laundry, imagine. We don't know. We're like, God damn, what is this sticky shit on me, right? You know, we don't talk to people. Like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But when you are
yeah.
able to talk to someone that's an adult, like an adult guy, and talk to him, and he doesn't shame you for the thing that you're asking about, you're more open to listening to him teach you. You see what I'm saying? You're more apt to ask questions. You're more like, you know, hey, you know, there's this girl that I'm thinking about, you know, what do I say? You know what I'm saying? It could be girl,
yeah.
it could be bot, it could be anything, but the trust is there. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So once you get that trust, not the pussy, the trust gives you everything. You get the mouth, the pussy, the ass. You get the friends. You get it all. The bank account. You get the gifts. You get it all. But most guys don't even want it all. They just want the pussy, and I don't understand that shit. I'm sorry.
That's all they want. And they miss everything
But it shows – but see, that what they don't understand is that it shows the woman the experience level of the guy. See, I tell you guys, I don't want to shame you for wanting to have sex. But if all you want is sex, you've lost. You lost. Because they know you want to fuck. They know you want to fuck. But 703, it talked about my guy last night. Hold on, wait, hold on, 703. Let me grab, hold on, 703. Let me see. 209, do you have a question real quick?
Yeah, I got a question, Steve. I got a call from my ex-wife today.
Yes.
And she wants to take me to Disneyland with the kids. And I'm not really trying to open that can of worms. What would you say to her to let her down gently?
Oh, no. If you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are. I can't sing, guys. No, fuck that. I'm going to Disneyland. No, like, brother. All right, remember, okay, take this out to now.
See, I considered that too, man. I considered that too.
All right, let me show you the. Okay, let me show you this. Let me show you. Okay, remember. I told. Wait, is this you're the guy with the cradle? Is this you're the cradle guy with the cradle or the thing?
The cradle.
Okay, you're not him. Okay, I thought you were somebody. Okay. All right, I thought you were another guy situation with his wife. Okay, listen, but this is what I'm saying. Check this out. What I'm saying is this, is that it's not that you're trying to get the wife back, but what I call those things are children points, because she wants to go to Disney World as kind of like a pseudo family, not a family, but the kids want to. She wants you to experience Disney with the kids because, you know, is this the first time they're going to Disneyland or World or whatever? Is this the first time?
Nah, it's not the first time. But the thing is, the reason she wants me to go is because, like, if she goes with her family, she doesn't have a good time. So she knows that anytime I go, it's going to be a good time. And that's why
Is she paying for everything?
She's paying for everything. I might, if I did go, I might help out with the room and the gas, maybe.
Other than that,
she's paying for all the tickets and all that.
Upon a star, I'm going to Disneyland. Hey, sign me up. I'm going.
Damn.
And you know what? It's not to get back, but this is something that y'all got to understand. It will make her miss you. I'm not to say you're trying to get her back, but what I'm saying is it makes her look at the things that she missed and she's probably missing in a man, you know what I mean? And not to say you use those against her, but when you're going as a big kid, I want you to wear the Mickey Mouse fucking ears and shit, because the women like that shit too. They love when you do.
Hell yeah,
like, okay,
nah, I know.
Man, you have a great time. And this is just an opportunity because do y'all have court where you have visitation rights and all that stuff?
Yeah, I do have visitation rights.
Okay, well, here's the beautiful thing. This is a chance to break the court thing and spend time with them outside of your visitation rights. You see what I'm saying? Your chance to be with your kids.
See, and that's why I thought maybe you were going to have that advice, because I spoke with you the other night and you were saying, you know, I should probably try to work things out with her a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, you're the guy. Okay, well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, listen, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, what I'm saying is that when you're dealing with a woman that has children, you always want to keep things copacetic. Even if she pisses you off, you keep things copacetic because they can dangle the kids, and we don't want that to happen. But I want you, if it's a free trip, go get your Mickey Mouse hat on, motherfucker, and have a good time and let her know. And here's the cool thing about it. You know what? Get three rooms or to get two rooms. Let her stay in a room with the kids and all that stuff. You stay in your own room. But what you also can do, 209, is that this is where you can go on to go on to Facebook or Instagram or tagged or with that swipe and shit, whatever those apps are. Look for, type in Florida and start to see if you can find some women down there to tippity tap some of that Florida ass.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Hey, win-win, baby. Win-win.
Yeah, That's true.
Yeah, you can definitely get some motherfucking ass in Florida, man. You're just like, yo, you know what? Hey, I'm going to be in Orlando, and you know what? Just take a little vacation, and you have your own room. Let her have a room with the kids and all that other stuff, and you know what? You're good to go. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, women fall back in love with shit like this, but that's not our intention. But I'm just saying that when a woman sees you there's something about when you interact with kids, women just melt over that shit. I mean, it's like pussy wet. Like, it's like, oh my God, he's so good with the, you know, that kind of shit. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that you're doing it for that, but I'm just letting you know that comes with the territory. Because when I was working at Kids Kingdom, which is a knockoff of Chuck E. Cheese and shit, man, I was fucking all them. Man, I was fucking, God damn. All kind of fun.
Yeah, bet.
Yeah, but no, I'm just saying though. But no, I'll take the trip. Take the trip. This gives you a chance to hang out with your children. It gives you a chance to be cool with the mom. Y'all go as pseudo family, but the kids are like that as well. Have a great time. Separate the hotel rooms and all that other stuff, and go there.
Yeah,
maybe she
that.
Get done. But you know, just hey, give her, let her know, let her decide. Just say, hey, look, you know, I'll get my own room and all that other stuff. So don't worry about me. I'll take care of my room and stuff. And maybe she'll say, oh no, you can room with us. You know, you don't know, but I'm just saying that. I'm not saying
no, that's
that
kind of default. She just assumes I'm going to be rooming with her. I never thought about getting a separate room.
But that's what I'm saying, brother. That's what you see. Don't
yeah.
know that. We're going to throw them off.
Right.
Yeah, baby. Hey, look. Hey, come on. Where's Mickey at? Yeah. I'm gonna bring. Hey, go get a Mickey Mouse stuffed animal. Hey, baby girls, we going to Disneyland. Ah! You know what, man? Come on,
yeah.
man. You remember I told you, be a kid. Have fun, be silly, be goofy, be funny, be playful. That shit, even women love that shit. And do you know how much?
Yeah, I've been too serious about all this.
Yeah, I told you, yeah, man. Have fun, let your hair motherfucking down, have a good time. And I'm telling you, man, there's a lot of ass. Man, them music park, man, they ass. And then, you know, Florida's kind of warm, so you know it's nothing but like spandex and short shorts. With the booties hanging out and shit. Woo.
Yep.
Man.
Yep.
Thank you, Mickey. Mickey like, oh, I'll put you some ass here. You know, Mickey like that shit. Yeah. So
yeah,
I
cool.
say do it.
Well, okay? I appreciate the advice.
All right. No, I got you, man. You need me, just holler at me, okay?
All right. Yeah, I just told her I would think about it, you know, but... That,
call her after you get out with me and just sing the song. When you wish upon a star. I see you now. I'm telling you. She going to say something wrong with you, or you fucking some like 25-year-old or something. She'd be like, where was this person at when we were married type? She's like, you're so fucking laid back. You're so fun. You're so exciting. I mean, I don't even know what you're going to do next, but whatever it is, it's going to be like, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy. But that's what you want.
Right. Because then she won't fuck with me.
Right. No. She's going to – see, remember, this is the game of being copacetic with the mom.
Right.
Meaning, if everything's cool, that's when you say, you know what, I miss my daughter. I miss my son. Can I see him? Oh, sure, come on over. Oh, matter of fact, if you want to come this weekend, you know, that's how you remember you got to work the game, because what we're doing is you don't want to piss the emotions. You fuck with – it's like the emotions. You, like, poke the bear or the beehive, the emotions will come and kick your ass, right? But if you take that smoke and shit and calm them motherfuckers down, you can get the honey, right?
Right.
That's what we're trying to do, and that's where a lot of guys go wrong. They want to do bad. They want to battle these women and shit. Nah, man, be cool with them and shit.
Man, I needed to hear this shit, Steve. I appreciate it.
Hey, that's what I do, brother. I got you, dog. I'm telling you, the kid. Hey, can you wish upon a star? Just start singing that shit to her, man.
Oh, yeah.
Then let her know. And say, don't worry, I'm going to get my own room. Say, don't worry, I'm going to get my own room. And this could be a little joke. She say, no, you don't, you can room with us. Like, nah, have you seen that ass you got? Nah, I need to get my own room.
I was going to say some shit like that too.
Yeah, that's so long. Have fun. Brother, that's the fun part of being a man, because you can play with the pussy any way you want. You like, because there's so many times I let a woman go and she try to come back. I'm just full of fun. I'm not mad or nothing like that. But I'm always talking about that ass and shit. I'm going to go and get my own room, okay? Well, you can stay with us. Hey, can you go in the mirror real quick for me? And turn to the side. Let me know when you turn to the side. Okay, you see that ass right there? That's why I can't be in the same room with you. You know, this is what I'm saying. But if you laugh, you're going to laugh. She's like, oh, you're so crazy. But, you know, you being cool with her. See, don't be enemies with someone that can control a narrative in which you can't control. That's the government shit, right? What you want to do is you want to find the loophole, and that's the loophole.
A lot of guys say,
yeah, you loophole that shit. Be cool with her ass. You know what I mean? Fun, do your thing, but have a great time with the kids. Enjoy the This is an opportunity to break the cycle of the child support order, and you get to spend time with your kids. And, dude, you it's a win-win. Win-win. And if you get
on those things
and try to find some women in Florida, whenever, I don't know when it's happening, but you better get on the good foot and start talking to them Florida motherfuckers. Hey, babe, you in Orlando, Tampa? Where you at, girl?
Yeah. I'm fucking going to Disneyland. Sounds good.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, sing a song. Let me just sing. Sing a song. Come on.
When you wish upon a star.
I love that shit. No, I'm saying, dude, that's the shit that women find very sexually attractive in a man when he makes fun of himself and he doesn't take himself seriously. Because then that allows her to do what? Let her shit down, okay?
Yeah, let her guard down, for sure.
Yeah, let her guard down. Man, hey, look, best thing to do is if she gets the Disney tickets, you pay for a fast pass. Okay, get a fast pass. Now, let me tell you.
I'm not trying to wait.
Yeah. Fuck all that wait shit. Let them motherfuckers wait. Get that fast pass, dog. You can go as soon as you jump out the line. You go right back through the out because you have to go through the exit. Because I don't go to music parks without getting the fast pass. Get the fast pass. Go on the rides. They got that new fucking what's the blue motherfuckers Avatar. Oh, you got to check out that Avatar ride. That shit is bananas. You know, they got the super superhero.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, man, dude. You're going to make me want to go to Disney World and shit. But yeah, but do that, dog. So call her, sing to her, let her know you're doing it, get in your home room. But it gives you opportunity for you to spend time with your beautiful kids, man. That's all that matters. You know what I mean?
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate you taking my call, Steve.
I got you, brother. One, I'll throw you back in, man. Thank you very much, 209.
All right, cool.
Okay, guys,
thanks.
We set the lines for another hour, but 703, you there? What was I telling you about 703? I'm still sitting there and spitting his jack on Mickey and shit.
Man, I'm just laughing. Not only you got that man a trip, you got some ass down in Florida, man. This shit's
funny. Hey, but that's what we got to do. If I'm going to Florida, I'm going to try to set up some Florida ass. Come on, man. Shit. Come on. Hey, what's up, girl? Hey, look, I'm over here in fucking, I don't know, Hawaii or Mars and shit, but I'm on my way to Florida, and I want to know how that Florida pussy, is that shit really snapping? But, yeah, come on. Yeah.
Nah, but I appreciate the help, bro.
Hey, yeah, that's all we want to do, man. I just want you guys to realize that what you're selling them is not only yourself, but you can sell a fantasy. And that's what, man, I can't wait to start talking about that shit. People don't understand that. When you can sell fantasies, you're dangerous. Because guess who your competition is at that point?
Nobody.
No, it's the books.
Oh.
The book, the only, yes.
Books can't compete with real life, though.
Yeah. Yes, because the thing about women is that they want to be the thing that they read or masturbate to. If they're reading 50 Shades of Grey and they're masturbating, they want someone to be dominant like that. If they're reading romance novels, they want to be in a position where you're out in the middle of nowhere ripping their clothes off and fucking them in the rain or something. They want to be in that fantasy. They want that. So, that's the drug.
So just like you said it in that poem about the genie, you're making their wish come true, huh?
Oh yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because I will do anything other than pegging or anything bisexual. I will never judge you. Matter of fact, see here, let me give you some game, dog. This is the secret of the sauce. It's not learning her fantasy. It's elevating the fantasy that she has. So, if she has, a whack, a crazy fantasy, remember, that's world as flat. because her fantasy only goes as far as she thinks it can go. But when she gets with somebody that can push her beyond the point of where her fantasy's at, and she gets to see more shit, then she's more open to do more things. Well, I've never done anal, but, you know, well, I got an idea. What would you like me to do? Why don't you go to a 24-hour store and get a butt plug and walk around with that shit so you can loosen it up for me? I'm not gonna lie, that they'll do that shit. They'll do that shit for you. No, it hurt a little bit, but I'll do it for you. I know you will. You about to get this dick, right? So they will do anything, even like lick pussy, because, you know, you talk to them, you know, you, I know you did a few things. Well, I experimented a little bit. Like, don't you miss it? Don't you? Well, it's been so long, and I just don't know. I just, well, let me say, hey, you know, you rode a pussy a little bit, like, you know, taste this. You know, you like that taste? Oh, yeah, I love it. You know, they lick your fingers like they like a fucking, I don't know, the cure of that shit, right? You know, they lick it, suck all that shit, like suck the skin off your finger and shit. And you're like, yeah, well, you know, what age? You want a 25, a mid? I mean, where you want to go with this? And then move. But it's, they are willing to do, women are nasty, man. I tell you, women are, they're, Guys can imagine women are nastier than us. They just can't fathom. There's no way women could be dirty. And, oh man, they are nasty. God, man, they like, I'm a good girl. You know, yeah, I have a salad, and I drink water. I'm just good. And then when you loosen their ass, they like, let me see that dick. Mm-hmm. I like how you, let me hear your dick ready, huh? How's mommy's dick doing? Yeah, I want some of that dick. I want to taste some of that molasses. I want you to fuck me. I mean, as I'm saying, they, man, they will talk nasty as, and you be like, oh my God, you going to church with that mouth? But that's how they are and shit, brother. So, yeah. So.
And that's why the mistake, I feel like if you come off like all you want to say, it's like it's not doing it for them, right? It's like, it's not getting them into to where they want to get it with you.
Well, okay, because they set themselves up for a downfall, but they set themselves up for us. And the downfall is they get caught up in the Walt Disney shit. They get caught up in the knight in shining armor. That's what they've been programmed since they were little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're Snow White, they're Sleeping Beauty, they're a fucking princess or some shape, form, or fashion. They're caught up in that whirlwind, right? Problem is that the connection is that's the weed, right? Then the next part is the cocaine, is the romance book. Or if it's not the romance book, it's the teen movies that, you know, the girls are awkward. Like fucking Twilight, man. I used to tell God, Twilight, when Twilight came, man, go to the theater. There's a lot of pussy there because Twilight taught these girls that you could be ugly as fuck and have a fucking vampire and a werewolf fight for your ass. You know what I mean? That's how fucking I know, yeah, just saying. Yeah, that's how fucking far that fantasy went. But that's what they're used to. That's what they watch. As preteens, they watch the Disney Channel or Nickelodeon where they have the shows where the girls are coming of age. So it still carries over, you know, the Knight in Shining Armor, Happy Ever After. So they keep going after that. And then from that point after the cocaine, they move into the crack rock. They move into the crack level because at that point, then it's the romance, the sexual, it's the bridges of Madison County. I shouldn't do it. And she's like sucking his dick and shit. I shouldn't do this. I should bring that dick back over here. You know, that's they ended it. So they set the bar so high that most men can't hit that bar. So what they'll say is that, you know what, he can do it for me, but he can't do it for me. I mean, he's okay, and I care about him, but the good news is he's security. Hey, ready? He's a good guy. I don't have to worry about him cheating on me because he really ain't got no game. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Right.
But all that shit comes back to bite her in her ass because then it'd be like, well, hey, baby, it's okay if we have sex this weekend or maybe on Tuesday. And then he gets like, and then he come and shit like 3 minutes and shit. And she on the other side crying. This is not my fantasy. Right. And then when she started watching this shit, reading those books and all other stuff, you know, like the bad guy comes in town, flies in town, whatever, meets a woman that's married. They don't get along. They fight. But then she runs into our kind, us assholes.
Then she gives your friend a ride from the bus stop, huh?
Well, yeah, even that, yeah. But what I'm saying is that they will try to talk shit to you to see what you're gonna do. Even on Facebook and Instagram, they'll talk shit to you. That's why I would keep telling y'all guys, it's so easy to get pussy on Facebook or Instagram. It's so easy because if you're in a Facebook group, all you got to do is make a comment or you could take a when she comes over meal that I made. Y'all put the meal together. And all you got to do is post it and say, ladies, you know what? If I made this for you for dinner, what would the night look like? And you're going to get the like, the emojis and women making comments. You any, mini, miny, mo that shit, or one potato, two potato, three potato, four that shit, you'll have a bunch of pretty ass women. Because remember, if they are liking, send you an emoji or responding to you, in that moment of time, they're thinking about you. You're on their mind at that point in time. That's not a lie. That's the truth. All you got to do is then hit them on the back end. I saw you reply back. Now, to looking at your profile, I said, all right, she might be the kind of woman I need to bite her neck and take her up the tree. How you doing? Let me introduce myself to you. And that's it. And you, there you going. It's not even fair. Oh, my God. It's not even fair. It's just not fucking fair how easy it is. It's just because they're – think about this. Do you remember bologna sandwiches?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, you remember bologna sandwiches, right? You know, you throw a little bit of fucking cheese and whatever the fuck you threw on that shit. Just, all right, you know, you kind of cool with bologna sandwiches. You know what I mean? This is all you ate. Bologna, you know, bologna, right? That one day you went to a steakhouse and got a prime – bone-in rib that melted with the cut. You had a medium well, or however you got that motherfucker, you cut it, and you had your first steak. And you said to yourself, I'm never going back to bologna again. Right, I'm never going back again. That's the same thing with women. All they're eating is bologna sandwiches, and they're just trying to find out the best bologna sandwich they want to eat. And they're fine with the bologna sandwich, but you know what? You don't think they'll go to the steakhouse if given the opportunity? Look, I don't want to mess up my bologna sandwich life. It's just I want to live a little bit. I want to be that fucking whore in that goddamn romance novel, get her back blown the fuck out and his dick all on her forehead. I want to be her. And that's how it works, brother. That's the beautiful thing about this shit, man.
So when they go back to the bologna sandwich, that's when you leave the candle in the window, huh?
Well, no, it's not when they go back. It's not when they go back to the bologna sandwich. It's after you smash. Look, you're gonna always have this problem with a woman when you showed in a prime rib. Yeah, they're gonna want more, either more of that rib, or they're gonna want to leave you because they're losing control of themselves. I can't stop thinking about you. And because, you know, I always say this thing, just because she's in your bed doesn't mean she's in your bed. Just because you can roll over and touch a warm body doesn't mean her mind ain't with me. And that's what I'm saying. Her mind. Her mind, right? So I'm like, hey, look, check it out. Look, if you want to go, that's me lighting the candle right now. This is that motherfucker right in the window. Hey, babe, if you want to go right ahead. If you want to leave, you can go ahead. I'm not going to run behind you. Dude, do you know the worst seat? I'm going to give you a little bit of game real quick, young man. Check this out. What is the worst thing an alcoholic and a druggie can do? What is the worst thing they can do?
Try to quit.
Go cold turkey.
Yeah.
When an alcoholic or a druggie, someone that's cracked out on drugs or whatever, the worst thing they can do is say, all right, today's the day I want to stop breaking this. I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop it. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm going sober. You know, I'm going to stop today, right? Right? We've heard and seen this a million motherfucking times. Day might be good day one. They might even get past day two or the first week. But after a while, what do you think is knocking at that damn door? Hey, buddy. You need to drink me, because if you don't, you'll start getting frustrated. You'll start going through fucking detox, and that ain't good. You don't want to hurt. Come on, drink me. Little sip. Come on, right? So it's the same thing with the dick. The dick is knocking on the door. But it's not really knocking on the door. It's in her mind that it's knocking on the door, because the more – dude, this is so fucked up. I shouldn't be telling y'all this shit, because I don't want y'all to feel like this shit, but this is real talk. I'm just being real with you. The best thing about what I'm showing all you guys is that it's not really you that makes them come back. It's them. It's what they're not doing. I mean, we play a part in it, but it's like putting an alcoholic in a liquor store and locking the damn door and thinking that motherfucker can have a drink.
That makes sense.
Right. The more it's think about this. This is why I call it quicksand. See, once they get in our quicksand, right? What's the rule of quicksand? When you try to wiggle, move, or try to escape, what happens?
Are you going deeper?
You sink. Exactly. And that's what we want. Hey, if you want to go, go. I'm not mad at you. Hey, have a good time. Oh, hey, go. Well, I'll show you. I don't need you. I'll go cold turkey, right? I don't need you. I don't need to be with you. I'm a beautiful woman, and I can get any guy I want. And hey, guess what? That may be true. You go ahead. Hey, have a good time. Go. Have a good time. Hey, go out with that guy. And I have women all that used to say this all the time. Hi. Well, he makes more money than you, and he can give me a – hey, you know what? Go. Have a good time. I see you later. Oh, you fucking dick. You asshole. Click, right? I'm going to show him. And she'll any, mini, mighty, mo one of her fucking suckers and shit. We're going to go out on it. He goes, oh, my God, yes, it's finally happening. Oh, my God, I'm going out with her. Oh, my God, it's been 3 years, fucking 6 months, 18 weeks. You know, he's breaking all this, he's all excited and shit. We're going to go to France way. Oh, my God, this is the best thing. See how fucking up women. Now, guys, I don't want, when I tell you this, I don't want y'all judging women. Don't judge women, guys. We open the lines up and say, but don't judge women. But all she going to do is this. She'll call her girlfriend up. She'll say, hey, girl. You going out today? Yeah, I'm kind of going out. What's wrong? Nothing. You know why? Guess who the fuck she thinking about? What is he doing right now? And who is he doing it with? Because the thing about is it hits him in two areas. Because she knows what it's like when she's with you, how great it is to be with you. And when she's not with you, that's why she can't wait to be with you, because it's excitement. So she's thinking about that. So she tell her girlfriend, you know what? Just call me, because if things get out of whack, I just don't know if I can do this. I miss him. Girl, don't talk about him. Fuck that motherfucker. He ain't shit. That little short little motherfucker. Who he think he got get to where? You don't need him, girl. You know all that girl power bullshit. See? All that girl power bullshit work until it cuts off. Okay, girl, you're going to be your best, and you know it. Don't worry. You don't have to fuck this guy. Just get your eat on and just forget about that asshole. You don't need him. Hey, you got her saying it, right? But guess who else you got? Guess who else you got helping you out? The guys that I don't like.
Yeah.
The dude, yeah. You know what? You're beautiful, and you're special, and you don't need an asshole like that. He never cared about you. All he wanted to do is fuck you, and I just don't like him. You know, they got all that shit, right? And all they're doing is setting me up. Because while she eating the table, she had the table. They had the table and everything. And the waiter comes by, and he's like, yay, how y'all doing? My name is Wayne. Can I help you? Yes, Wayne. We'd like to get two waters, please. And she's like, well, I remember when I was with Steve, and the waiter came. He was like, hey, what's Ray, say, hey, before I get my meal, let me tell you how I met this one right here, man. I was minding my own business, get my little Fruity Pebbles and everything. I saw this badge over here and everything, and I thought, you know what, hey, brother, come on, let me pick her up. I picked her up, twirled her around, said, man, come on, look at that ass right there. You mean tell me I wouldn't bite her ass? Come on, dog. Hey, look, you get that receipt, man. I'm going to go ahead and put my tongue down. You know, I was spitting yak, right? But what she's doing is price shop. Every woman price shops. Every fucking woman price shops. Why do you think they have brand X in all the commercials? Or why do you think when they have the infomercials, everything that's fucked up with the other brand, they put it in black and white. The woman's hair is a mess. She has no makeup and she's struggling with shit. But then when they show their brand, what is she? She, her hair is fixed. She has a nice outfit on. She's happy. They price shop, even with cantaloupes and all that shit. Everything.
So all she's trying to do is compare everybody else to you. So at the end of the day, she's still thinking about you.
What's the crack? Remember, she's hooked on me. So all they can do is push her towards me because they're not making her smile. They're not making her blush. They're not making her moan. She's touching her pussy. It's not even getting wet. I mean, all those things, right? But guess
so
what?
She's still thinking about you. Yeah.
Still thinking about me. And she, hey, look, and some of them can hold out. They good. Listen, this is the beautiful thing about it. The more they hold out, the more it's going to feel good when they talk to you. You ever have brain freeze? And it hurts like a motherfucker. But as soon as it comes down, it gives you this sense of, like, euphoria. It's like, oh, man, that was good. But shit, I ain't going to drink that slushy fast anymore. You know what I mean? It hurts your head at first. But then when you come down off of it, it's like, ooh, not bad. All right. But see, that's what they have with the man. So what they're going to do is just that. They're going to say, hey, you know what? I wonder what he's doing right now. Hey, let me tell you how fucking cool these women are. I want to talk to him. Yeah, girl, you don't need to talk to him. No, man, I just want to talk. No, girl, you got to be strong. You got to be strong. I don't want to talk to him. I just don't, you know, because, you know, they go and they cry. They're in that detox phase, right? They want you. Their emotions, they're fucked up, right?
Right.
So then, you know what? They stop talking to the one that says you don't need them anymore. Then they call the one that says, all right, we got to come up with a game plan, girl, to start talking to him. All right, girl, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to do it, okay? We're going to pretend. Okay, ready? They do it a few ways. This is the best way. They'll do the, oh, I got a call. I missed your call. It was from a restricted number, and I thought that was you. Oh, it was? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought that was you. See what I'm saying? You got that one. Or you got when you post something on Facebook or Instagram, they'll like it. See, you got to understand there's rules to the game. When a woman reaches out to you, that's her waving the white flag. When she's mad at you and she reaches out to you in some way, that means she wants to get things going back. So she'll like a post. She'll send you a photo. Hell, they'll even say, because, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan, right? They even say, well, you know what? Well, this part of the drug, you're everywhere. Yeah, okay, let me give you a part of that. Hold on. Hey, Ms. Lynch, I got you. I'm going to answer that question soon, but check it out. Let me check this out. Have you ever wanted a car? And then when you got on the street, you noticed the car that you wanted everywhere? Have you ever? Isn't that weird?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like you drive, like it's like you drive and you ain't even thinking about a car, but when there's a car that you want, when you get on the street, you see that bitch everywhere, right?
You notice every single one of them, yeah.
Right, but like I'm a Cowboy fan, right? Every woman I know, they know I'm a diehard Cowboy fan. But guess where they see everywhere they go? Cowboy this, Cowboy that. They can't get away. Why? Because remember, master the bedroom. There's nothing that everything she does I'm already a part of, which makes it even worse. So she wants to get back in touch with me. And the more she fights the shit, the more it's going to be better on the back end. She just got to crawl her ass back. And when they come back, you welcome with open arms. I'm sorry, what did you say, though?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but going back to what you said, when they reach out to you, they're waving their white flag.
Yes.
Do you automatically just you know, start the conversation back up on how you approach
them. Remember, most women don't – women hate crawling back. They're so used to the guys crawling back. You know what I mean? It's rare that they do it, but when they do it, it's fucking beautiful. And when they do it, you don't throw it in their face. You just move forward like everything. Like, see, when you're doing it right, you don't have to talk to a woman for like 3 months, 7 months. And as soon as y'all get back in touch with each other, it'd be like y'all been talking all this time. Because they lose sight of world time and all this stuff. So when they do it, you don't throw it in their face or like that. Just keep putting shit moving. I'm not mad at you. I'm good. What's up? What you want? What's up? Nothing. I was just checking on you. You know, and then they'll start telling you, you know, when you remember you let the judgment, the trust, right? You know, I just miss you. I just miss you. And you're like, yeah, I know. I miss me too. You're a dick. Yeah, I know. But that's why you're back. You crazy. Yeah, right? You said that? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's beautiful being king, man. It's beautiful, guys. It's the shit. So, hey, look, yeah,
I made that mistake in the past.
Hang up and call back. Let me open the lines back up because I got to answer a few questions. But hang up.
You can put me back in, man. I'll let you get back.
I got to reset the line, so it's going to hang up on you. So I just want to let you know, I got to reset the line, so it's going to hang up on you anyway.
It's
so
cool, man.
But no, we're good chopping up. You got a question, hit me back, and we'll go from there. But I got to reset the lines real quick, okay, my brother?
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate it, Steve.
All right, well,
thanks.
You, man. Appreciate you even more. Thank you for calling in, guys. We reset the line.